Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Whittier Elementary Principal Ed Johnson about the first semester for elementary school students. Well, let's go back to the summer when Return to Learn plan, and I think there's a lot of information that's out there, and you know, no one's quite sure what's going to happen. Talk about the plan forming on your end, knowing that elementary school kids, you know, are going to you're going to do your best to get them the education that they deserve and that they require, but it's going to be different this year.
Right. You know, I'd give kudos to our, you know, central administration, superintendent, assistant superintendent, you know, director of learning, you know, everybody over there in our Board of Education for coming up with a solid plan. We really wanted kids to be on site at least for a portion of the day. And then at that point, it trickled down to the buildings to come up with a plan for each individual building and how they could keep kids safe. So for example, at Whittier Elementary, the attitude that we tried to take was keep a classroom as a little bit of a family, as kind of make it their family, and we try not to go visit our friends across the street, next door. We tried to keep them in pods the best we could. Now that does bring up challenges, especially at places like lunch and recess. Currently, kids are still eating in their own classroom. There's very little interaction of kids mixing with other classrooms. Now, at recess, that gets a little trickier, and we want to be safe, but also we also want to let them have somewhat of a normal activity. So grade levels can intermix outside at recess and things like that, so they do get to see their, you know, teammates in the grade level at that time. Obviously, kids come in, they get their temperature taken, they wash their hands, they sanitize their hands. That's become part of our normal routine. But otherwise, we're trying to keep kids in small pods and not let them intermix with lots of other students during the course of the day.
I think there's a interesting dynamic between elementary school kids and, you know, teaching them the correct safety of the virus, you know, compared to a high school kid where they can understand what's going on. So talk about, I guess, from the teaching aspect of the virus, talking with elementary school kids, what approach has Whittier taken at least?
Sure. Every elementary school was given resources, number one, more so probably along the lines of safety and precaution, washing hands, sanitizing hands, how to do that properly. I would say especially, you know, at the younger grades, there really wasn't a whole lot of discussion or teaching on exactly what the virus is, how it attacks your body and things like that. It was more on a precautionary basis. I think between, you know, we have great parents. I think they filled them in, you know, a little bit on what can happen. And you know, we have people in our building that are very nervous and scared, which I completely accept and I understand. So, you know, there's a wide spectrum of how students, adults are dealing with it on a daily basis, which I have, you know, I appreciate and I have great respect for. So,
Well, how have the kids been handling that so far? I think just the changes, what have you seen at the top of the administration over there is just, obviously this year is different, but from what I understand, kids are pretty resilient, but they do like their routine. As an adult, I like my routine as well, too.
Yeah, you know what? The kids have been great. It's been amazing, really, how smooth the year has gone. Yeah, we've had a few hiccups, but you know, the mask part, you know, if you would walk in our building, which that's another thing I probably should have mentioned previously, is there's no visitors basically for the most part. But if you could walk around our building, you would walk into classes and kids are going to have their masks up. But just as you watch on TV on a sporting event, you know, they won't have them over the nose 100% of the time. You know, we correct the kids. Things like that, but you know what, everyone's been so cooperative and they do their best, but you know, I sure don't enjoy wearing a mask, but I want to do it for the safety of myself and others. But my mask slips, you know, my nose hangs out there on occasion. It's not 100% all the time, but for the most part, the kids have really done a great job.
When you look back on this kind of first semester getting into the holidays, what did you expect at the beginning compared to how you feel about things now as far as safety and where we're at in terms of just getting kids their education?
I was very nervous to start the school year. I just was not sure how this was going to go. Again, it is not ideal. You know, ideal would be the kids are here from roughly 8 to 3. Parents are at work doing their thing, and then they get to go home and be with their kids kind of on a more normal basis. But it has really gone well. We have some students that are not on campus where it's been a little bit of a struggle keeping that level of engagement up and keeping the rigor up for those students. That is not perfect, but it has gone better than I anticipated. We have some, you know, we have some normal hiccups with technology, you know, logging in, things like that. But after we get in the groove, really things have gone well. It's gone much better than I anticipated. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely, I think so. And last question before we let you go, Ed, is talk about the virtual learning aspect, how, you know, teachers are dealing with it. And sometimes I think I maybe forget about them and don't give them enough credit. How are teachers dealing with that virtual and in-person teaching kind of split a little bit?
Teachers are doing outstanding. I do think they are exhausted, which I think all of our jobs are exhausting. But on a normal year, come Friday afternoon, everybody's exhausted. But I think everybody is exhausted after each day. You know, they need to deliver their lessons to the kids that are on site, and basically the students that go off site go home for the day. And then we pick up with our remote learners and also the students that went home. So they have to plan differently for the students that are at home. It's almost like their work has been doubled. There have been no complaints. They're going to do what they do for the kids. They do not want to go back to the way things were after spring break, because when I met virtually with the teachers at Whittier anyway, they were heartbroken that they couldn't have the kids on site and campus. So I think everybody does not want to go back there, so we do everything we can to make sure it stays as normal as it can be right now. The teachers, adults, and the parents, everybody has done great and really stepped up to make this work to the best it can.
Thanks again to Ed Johnson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIANKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.